News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell here today on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, live from Morris Central School. It's the championship game of the Ray Clement Tournament. We've done this tournament many times before on the radio. So our championship matchup today is the Morris boys hosting Deposit Hancock. So again, I'm Nate Lowell, joined by longtime Norwich coach, Pete Komenderic. Coach, it's great to have you back again.
Oh, thanks, Nate. It's always great to do a game with you. Looking forward to this all week, and I feel like a dignitary every time I sit with you.
Well, I appreciate it, and you'll get a double dose of us here today because we are doing the Ray Clement Boys Tournament Championship at 4 o'clock. Then we'll take a short break, and we'll have the Joan Martin Girls Championship, which will feature the Oxford girls taking on South Courtright Andes. So I think we're in for two really good games here.
I'm going to tell you, I review the teams that are in this tournament, and each one of these teams, especially on the boys' side, can make deep sectional runs. There's some really good talent here for small school basketball.
Of course, I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Coach and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a minute. These two teams, believe it or not, have met already once this season in the Deposit Hancock tournament. So DH returning the favor coming up here to MCS today to play. So we'll break all that down when we come back here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Pete Komenderic with you here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Coach, you had a chance to talk to both coaching staffs here. And what were your thoughts, you know, coming into tonight's game with both of these coaches?
Both of the coaches are looking forward to this game. They realize that it's going to make their team better, playing better competition, especially not only this game, but with the prior games. Talked to both coaches, talked to Coach Simons at Deposit. In their last game, he wasn't that happy with their defense. He didn't think they communicated well. They've only lost one game this year to a Pennsylvania school, and that's the key for him tonight. Better communication on defense, calling out changes, and then on offense, control the ball, look underneath, and get good shots.
Yeah, this is a talented Deposit Hancock team led by Blake Fortunato, who's one of the most prolific scorers in the area. He's going to be playing baseball next year at SUNY Brockport. He was on their state championship game just a few years ago. Tremendous. And he's coming up on 1,000 points. He's under 100 now, so they're thinking he could get it sometime next week. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, he put up 37 against Morris in the first outing, and he's a very athletic boy, so should be great.
Yeah, that was a 69-63 game, the championship game of the Deposit Hancock tournament just about 2 weeks ago. So these teams are very familiar with each other. But speaking of prolific scoring, Morris has Ryan Murphy, the fourth of the Murphy brothers. Coach, I've been doing this job 11 years, right? There has always been a Murphy boy playing in some capacity on Morris teams. And so he is the last of the four, and he's filling it up just like his brothers have before him. Two of his older brothers are in the 1,000-point club. He's looking to join them. He's only a junior. He could possibly get it this year, so he can really score.
Yeah, that would be terrific. And you know how it is when you have older brothers. You're in the gym at ages 4 and 5 watching your older brothers play, and you say, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to emulate him. So.
Yeah, they've really done that. All the Murphy boys, you know, you think, how could the next one be as good as the last? And they always seem to find a way to get better. So I'm excited to see that matchup, Murphy against Fortunato tonight. I think both these teams, having played each other a little bit, the defense and what they throw at each other will be key.
Yeah, I agree. I talked to Jerry Joy from Morris. He thinks that Deposit is going to go into their famous 1-3-1 zone and then switch out on man. The key for Morris, what Jerry told me, is they have to see the floor. If they can move the ball well, they're going to have a big shot in this game. He also wants them to really concentrate on rebounding, play with energy, and rolling through the paint against Deposit.
Yeah, I think the paint could be a key. I was really impressed. I was here on Thursday for the first round game for Deposit Hancock. They got a nice win over South Courtright Andes, which is, this tournament, again, has no slouches. The other team is Frankfurt Schuyler from Section 3. We were both really impressed. But Micah Simmons was excellent on the inside for Deposit Hancock. I really want to see how Morris can keep him off the glass. He was a bull in a china shop there against SK, and Morris cannot let him do that here this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool game because both teams have scores that contribute 65 to 70% of their offense. And it's kind of like a battle of the guards against the big men.
Yeah, it really should be fun here this afternoon. The championship of the annual Ray Clement Tournament. Coach, this is the 60th anniversary of this tournament. I mean, I'm a Tri-Valley guy myself. I played in this tournament when I was growing up. They've moved it around different locations, but they have always had this. So it's a real staple in our area.
And what impressed me is when I walked through the doors, this was my first time here. There are a lot of community members. They have raffles. It's just very festive, and you can tell they take pride in this tournament, which is such a good thing for the athletes.
Yeah, they really do. It's a great fundraiser for everything, and just, again, always a nice crowd. Everybody happy to be here. So the athletes are festive, too. We've had the girls out there in Christmas sweaters warming up. The Deposit Hancock boys had pajama pants. I mean, everybody's Santa hats. Everybody's kind of getting into the mood here, so you got to love it. But all right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, it is Morris and Deposit Hancock boys in the championship here of the Morris 60th anniversary of the Ray Clement Tournament. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Pete Komenderek with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union, also a proud sponsor of our game audio archive. We record these games. I go back and upload them so you can go and download them anytime you want, free of charge, all courtesy of SFCU. So, Coach, your final thoughts. You know, we've been sitting here for a couple hours. We watched the consolation games. Great game between Frankfurt Schuyler boys. They beat South Courtright Andes. 88-78 was a real barn burner. And then the Edmiston Morris girls defeating DePaza Hancock in the other consolation. But we've seen some good ball here today.
Some great ball. I mean, Frankfurt is so athletic. They were state champions in eight-man football. And it just feels like the best teams were brought in for this tournament. And in talking with Coach Joy, it's like we want to play the best competition. We want to prep for later in the season. And, boy, you can see it today here with the field in both the boys' and the girls' side.
Yeah, Morris, I've been impressed the last few years. You know, they try to go out of the league, out of the area, even out of the section. They will play Frankfurt Schuyler again in January. And just a regular non-leaguer, they like to return the favor. Frankfurt Schuyler comes here for the tournament, and then Morris will go up there. And I like it because so many of these tournaments we go to, you invite everybody that's playing in your division or your league, and I'm thinking, how many times can you see the same team? Yeah. It's nice to go play somebody different.
Yeah, and you don't want to have that because if you have that a lot, the players get stale, and they get complacent. Oh, we beat this team by 25, and they come out flat. So you always want to challenge your team to play the best competition.
All right, we're ready to jump it up here. We'll get you the starting lineups in just a minute. Morris will win the opening tip. Coach is going to keep an eye on it here while I give you the starting lineups. Morris starts with a junior number 3, Ryan Murphy, a junior number 5, Ty Turner, a junior number 10, Jonah Baldo, also a junior number 13, Carter Swayer, and the lone senior in the starting lineup is number 23, Mark Hoyt, for head coach Jerry Joy. Morris turns it over, so DH will bring it down the floor. Their starting lineup for head coach Seth Simmons. They start with number 2, he's the guy to watch, the senior Blake Fortunato, a junior number 3, Noah Bass, a junior number 4, Grayson Thomas, a junior number 5, Jeremiah Diaz, and also a junior, the big man inside, Micah Simmons, number 15. So we're underway. Morris is in the home whites with the royal blue trim. DePaza Hancock in the black uniform with the white and royal blue trim. And there's Murphy with a pull-up jumper on the right wing side. And it's a 2-0 lead for Morris.
Nice little runner on the right-hand side, about 12 foot out.
Here is DH with the basketball at the high post. Comes to Bass in the corner. He couldn't control it. Rolled right up onto our radio table here as we're right next to the Morris bench. Out of bounds. And Mustangs will bring it back down the floor with an early 2-0 lead here in the Ray Clement Tournament Championship game. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well. He's our in-game producer back at the WCDO studios down in Sydney. Here's Murphy with a floater. Can't get it to go. Hoyt, a rebound, puts it up. That won't go. Out of bounds going back to the Eagles. But Murphy able to get to the rim at ease the first couple of possessions here. Just couldn't finish. Eagles have it going left to right. On your radio dial. Again, in the black uniforms with the white and the royal blue trim. Fortunato takes it to the hole. It rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound is up and good with some contact there for Jeremiah Diaz, the man they call Jay.
Really nice board.
2-2 ball game here. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Murphy. Boy, nice killer crossover. Kicks it into the corner now for Carter Swayer from downtown. And Swayer, he's got that range. He's able to hit it from the corner.
Beautiful look to the left corner.
5-2 now the score. Morris Boy is on top. Noah Bass trying to answer. That won't go. Swooping in for that rebound there is Ty Turner for the Mustangs. 2 minutes in, and a 5-2 lead here for Morris. Murphy straightaway three. Bang! He's got it. And Murphy's now got a quick 5 points, and Morris is up 8-2 on Deposit Hancock. Morris did have a lead in that championship game down there at DH as Fortunato hits a little floater in the lane to make it 8-4. And Morris let that lead slip away. And DH came back to win that championship game just about 2 weeks ago down in Deposit. So I'm sure if Morris gets a lead today, they will not want to relinquish it. A rebound is scooped up and put back up and in there by Levi Waffle.
Morris has came out with some excellent intensity, especially on the offensive glass. They are they're trying to put this game in an up-tempo type.
Makes it 10-4. Nice job there by Waffle. And they go to Swayer in the corner now with 5:05 to go in this first quarter. A three here for Swayer. Won't go. And DH has got the rebound. They're looking to run. Here comes Micah. Down the right side of the floor. Oh, we got a charge as he pushed off. And Ty Turner, good position, and he sold it there.
Yeah, he pushed off big time with his left hand. I'll tell you, Nate, what I've noticed is rebounding so far early in the game. It's in my count, it's 5-1 Morris right now. Morris is just intense. They're hitting on glass.
I'm impressed with Levi Waffle. He's got some good size underneath there. Soccer goalie from the fall, and he's playing physical underneath. Even though I'd say Morris maybe a slightly bit undersized compared to DH as a whole team, but they're rebounding the ball well. Coach Joy demands that from his guys. Here's Murphy, left side three, just a little long, and there's Fortunato scooping it up. Again, the SUNY Brockport baseball commit, one of the best players in Section 4 on the diamond in the spring. Good take here for the Eagles. Up and in, count it, and he's fouled. Grayson Thomas took it to the hoop, and he got some contact there and was bounced down to the floor and picks up that foul.
Beautiful offensive play. He head faked from the three-point line, drove in, and a nice reversal layup off the right side. And he'll attempt the and one here.
Matt Schiller checking into the game now for Mark Hoyt. Schiller, a sophomore who has played some key minutes off the bench here for Coach Joy in the early part of the season. Grayson Thomas gets the foul shot to go, so the three-point play is good. And the Morris boys now have a 10-7 lead over Deposit Hancock, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Murphy comes off a screen, tries to bounce it inside, and it was knocked away, but he got it back.
Noticed on this possession, Deposit change. They went into the 1-3-1 zone after playing man.
We heard a lot from Coach Joy about would DH go to that 1-3-1. Seems to be one of their staple defenses, and they fall into it here. DH has got the ball back, though, on offense. Here's Fortunato, a little floater in the lane, won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here, and Waffle came out of the pile with it. Swayer, right side. Little stutter step, comes off a screen. Swayer with the jumper, short. Rebound Simmons here for the Eagles. And a head down for Gonzalez. He takes it hard to the rim. That won't go. Micah with the rebound up off the glass, and it's good for his first bucket of the afternoon. Makes it 10-9, so DH is clawed right back into this. Swayer right side as Morris goes right to left. 3.5 to go first quarter. Swayer right elbow, long two-footer, no. Micah with a rebound here. Knocked out of his hands. Both teams fighting for it. Ty Turner leaves it off for Waffle, and he puts it up and in. So Waffle now with a quick 4 points. My apologies. Levi Waffle did get the start. Jonah Baldo on the bench. And Waffle playing some key minutes. He's been tough on the glass for the Mustangs in the early part of this season. Morris 12. Deposit Hancock 9. 2:55 to go first quarter. Fortunato a 3. And that's just a little short, buckled off the side of the rim. Swayer scoops it up for the Mustangs. Momentum-wise, what are you feeling so far here, Coach?
I felt in the first 4 minutes of the game it was all Morris, then a spurt of about a minute and a half that Deposit has the momentum shifted back to them.
Schiller with a little baby hook in the paint. That won't go. He gets his own rebound, works it out. Murphy, corner three here for Morris, off the front of the rim. Both teams scrambling for it, and Waffle with another key rebound. Kind of a volleyball hit to save it inbounds, and it goes to Murphy, and he puts it up and in. Timeout taken here by DH. We'll talk about that play when we come back. But what a save there by Waffle, and Murphy puts it in. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Morris Boys on top of Deposit Hancock, 14-9 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Morris Boys leading 14-9. Coach, take us through how Levi Waffle saved that ball in the corner there.
No idea. He was flying out of bounds. He scooped the ball and he threw it. He was on the right side of the court over to the left side of the rim. That, I mean, it was like, I don't know how he made the play, but it was beautiful.
Here's Micah Simmons with a turnaround shot there. And out of the timeout, DH with a bucket makes it 14-11. To me, it almost looked like a volleyball bump. And Waffle comes out of the game now for just a little breather. And that's the nice thing about Morris. They can go to the bench as Mark Hoyt comes back in. Here's Murphy. Baseline drive for him. Some contact. Was blocked out of bounds. Clean, though. Possession will stay with the Mustangs.
Yeah, this is a clean game so far. I mean, both teams are playing really hard. It's a great game to watch.
1:50 to go, first quarter. That's, you know, one thing we talked about off the air, too, is that it seems like, especially on the boys' side, as here is a jumper by Mark Hoyt off the bench, off the inbounds play, makes it 16-11. All four teams in this tournament play hard, but play classy. We love to see that sportsmanship element. Here's Fortunato, a right side three. Bang for Blake. And he is up to 5 points now. His second bucket of the afternoon makes it 16-14. High scoring here in this first frame.
Yeah, he hit that bucket with Murphy right in his face. Beautiful shot.
Here's Swayer to the right side. Little step into the paint. Floater, no. Short. Fortunato the rebound. Windexes the glass. Passes ahead to Gonzalez. Turns around and he is fouled by Swayer. Heads up play there by Gonzalez to just kind of toss it up. He had to be kind of blind at the moment, though, the way he was spinning. But he gets the contact and heads to the charity stripe. And so this will send Gonzalez to the line. A.J. Gonzalez, the senior. With our score 16-14, Morris boys in the championship game of the Ray Clement Tournament on top of Deposit Hancock. Gonzalez cuts it to one with his first shot. And the second one coming now. Second shot coming for Gonzalez is good.
Well, Nate, both teams are on pace to score 80 tonight so far.
Well, that first boys game, I mean, halftime score was 50-38. I'm thinking, holy cow. So, and now in this game, 16 all. Here's Murphy, left side three. That's off the front of the rim. No, Fortunato, a rebound. Good pass by Blake, threads the needle, but he's trying to find A.J. Gonzalez, who just steps out of bounds. It was a little too fast. Yeah, I mean, the Consolation boys game, 88-78. Honestly, I'm used to seeing games in the 30s right now this time of year. Everybody's knocking the rust off. So that was kind of fun and refreshing to see. Here's Murphy, right side, goes to Swayer. Pump fakes, left elbow, one-handed shovel pass, right side. Murphy, little over-the-head pass, finds Ty Turner. His jumper rolls off, and the rebound is loose, and A.J. Gonzalez comes up with it. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. We're knotted at 16. Simmons finds Fortunato. He dials long distance, and Blake buries it. They left him open, and he made him pay.
Second time from the same spot.
And Deposit Hancock takes the lead with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, 19-16. After Morris has kind of controlled this opening frame, D.H. trying to bounce back. As they do take that lead, 5 seconds to go. Fortunato with a steal goes flying into the bench. Appears to be okay. Oh, boy, that always makes you nervous. There was tables and chairs and garbage cans over there, but he stayed on his feet somehow. I'm sure the Brockport baseball coach somewhere just said, we're safe. A 3-4 Swayer at the buzzer on the inbounds, no good. First quarter in the books. It's the Posa-Hancock boys leading Morris 19-16, championship game of the 60th annual Ray Clement Tournament here at MCS. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Coach Pete Komenderic today. Coach, an entertaining first quarter. Your thoughts?
Very athletic first quarter. Neither team came out tentative on offense. It's a great game.
I like the way you put that. Both teams using their athleticism here. And DH adds to it with Fortunato on the baseline. A good pass there from Micah. Makes it 21-16 for the Eagles. And Fortunato's into double figures. He's got 10. Championship game here, the Ray Clement Tournament. We're glad to have you along as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's brought to you by SFCU. And Morris throws it away. They cannot afford to dig themselves into a hole here, I don't think, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, they've been rebounding the ball so well and playing very tenacious on offense. You know, they just got to keep the momentum going.
Here's a three in the corner for Fortunato. Hits another one.
That's 13 of their 24 points. He hit that one from the 13776 in Gilbertsville.
He was all the way in this corner by our radio table. He was almost behind the backboard, and he gets it to go. Murphy trying to answer, but he's fouled in the corner. His shot rattled in and out, and Murphy's going to go shoot three, I believe, here.
Let's hope the Brockport basketball coach doesn't get a look at him.
Yeah, right.
Because he may be going playing two sports at college.
Yeah, the baseball coach was saying, no, hold on. I found him first. So, yeah, Blake Fortunato going to be playing baseball next year at Brockport. That's, you know, kind of his first love. They brought him up early, you know, played with his older brother, Caden, who plays baseball at Alfred State. And that championship team in 22, I believe it was, won states down in Binghamton. Really talented team. Yeah, DH has won states in 2018 and 2022 for baseball. And, of course, the softball run at DH, that goes for itself. Murphy misses the first, but hits the second. He's got 8 points. And the third shot is coming. He was fouled taking that shot in the corner. It's about 7 minutes to go here, second quarter. DH boys leading 24-17 over Morris here at MCS. And Murphy settling in at the line for his third shot, and he hits it. He goes 2 out of 3.
Nate, I feel the next 2 minutes for Morris are very, very important. 6-point game here. You can't let it get out of their hands.
24-18 the score. Here's Micah down low. Ball is loose. Both teams scrambling for it there. DH comes away out of the scrum with the basketball. Fortunato on the left side as DH goes left to right. A floater for Fortunato. Can't get it to go. Into the radio table. Boy, I thought they were coming right into our laps here. Fortunato with a rebound, and then he is fouled on the baseline before the shot. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter, DH boys leading Morris 24-18. Did you think they were coming onto the table? I thought for a split second they were. We've had that happen before, and it's scary for everybody involved.
I faked right and went left on that one.
Eagles look to get it in. Murphy with an athletic chance at a steal, but Gonzalez is able to hustle back and grab it in the backcourt. Gonzalez trying to take it coast to coast now from a tough angle. Won't go. Rebound is knocked ahead to Murphy. Murphy's in for a breakaway layup, and he scores.
Lead cut to 4.
24-20. DH Boys on top of Morris here with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Pass to the interior. Levi Waffle with the steal for Morris. Ahead now for Swayer. Steps through. His layup won't go. Rebound for Ty Turner off his leg and out of bounds. And when Morris wants to run, they've had a lot of teams under Jerry Joy that just will chuck it and run and gun. And I think no different with this team. They like to get out and go.
Yeah, the last two possessions, they took advantage of it, ran the floor.
Eagles with the basketball again, going left to right. Little dribble drive from Gonzalez. No, Fortunato doing the work of a man inside. Two straight rebounds, and then he's fouled. No, jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to the Mustangs. So tough to compete with the Eagles on the inside with that size. And just, it's not even like, you know, they don't have anybody that's 6'8 down there, but just everybody's big and burly.
Yeah.
Physical, tough.
Absolutely.
Here's Murphy, right side. Finds Swayer. Pump fakes. Floating one into the teeth of the defense. They find Murphy. Murphy, left side, pulls it out. Looking for a screen. Gets the screen. Pull up three here for Murphy. Buckles off the left side of the rim. No good. Ball back out. Swayer from straight away. That won't go down. Finally, DH with a rebound. Here's Gonzalez. Chest pass ahead. Looking for Diaz. And he lost control of the ball. And then we got a whistle with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Our score, Deposit Hancock 24, Morris 20. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And so DH will look to get it in. Fortunato to Diaz at the top of the key. He wants the three, dials it up, leaves it short. Rebound from Micah Simmons. Up off the glass, can't go. Scooped back up by Thomas, and his turnaround shot also won't go down. And then a rebound by Murphy, and he's fouled by Thomas. That's a frustration foul right there, I would
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely. He got boxed out of the play and came around back for the reach.
24-20 our score with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. You mentioned it, how important those 2 minutes would be. Morris is hanging tough here.
Yes, they are.
And so to the right side. Murphy, Swayer, turn around at the foul line. Can't go. Rebound DH. Fortunato tied up. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot, but finds Gonzalez, who's there for the bailout. Gonzalez, left side. Chest passes. DH will slow it down here to set it up. And at the top of the key, Fortunato. A deep three for Blake, and another one from way downtown for Blake Fortunato.
He's 16. On fire this afternoon.
Yeah, wow. That's, I think, four threes for Fortunato right here in the first half. Makes it 27-20. Has really helped balloon this lead up here. Murphy to the left side. Tries to pass for Swayer. Miscommunication in the corner. Ball out of bounds and back to the Eagles. And they'll look to walk it up the floor here with Fortunato. Coach, when someone's shooting like that and they're just red hot, what do you tell your defense to try to slow them down?
You tell them, touch them.
Really?
You have to put pressure on that because there were a couple of looks that he had which were uncontested. And
that can't happen.
Right. I mean, two of his threes were contested, but two were not. So
here's Fortunato again on a rebound. He took it coast to coast, and the floater is good. 18. Now for Fortunato, and this is the biggest lead of the game at 29-20 now for Deposit Hancock.
And when a player gets hot from the outside, they believe they can do anything. And you saw that. He just drove in for two. So got to put some pressure on him.
Baldo off the bench with a little bank from in close. Makes it 29-22. Morris with that last bucket. Fortunato straight away. This one off the back of the rim. Yeah, he's a little heat check there. Micah with a rebound that he's fouled. And Micah Simmons will go to the line with 3:20 to go, second quarter. And it's the DH Eagles 29, the Morris Mustangs 22.
It's when you're in a rhythm like that, you want the ball every possession.
In the zone, I guess you could say, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he came right down 3 or 4 possessions in a row. Some good shooting. And would not be denied. So here is Micah Simmons at the line. And this one is up and good. He's got 5 points. I thought he was tremendous. He had 23 on the inside the other night in that first-round win over South Courtright Andes. Always a good program for the Rams, but they just had no answer for Micah.
between Mike and Blake, they put up about 65% of their offense.
6 points as Micah goes 2 for 2. Makes it 31-22 with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Carter Swayer steps back for a long two off the front of the rim. Rebound kept alive here by the Mustangs. Right side Murphy on the baseline. Goes Swayer, far side. Three for Swayer. Huge shot there for the Mustangs.
Beautiful.
Swayer, 6 points on two threes. Gonzalez back the other way, and he's fouled by Swayer, who is upset with either himself or the call. A little reach in there as Gonzalez tried to take it to the rim. So 2:52 to go in the second quarter. 31-25 score. DH trying to help out this lead. First one up and no good here for A.J. Gonzalez. Stay tuned later at 5:30-ish. We'll have the Joan Martin Holiday Classic Championship basketball game for the girls, featuring South Courtright, Andes, and Oxford, as Gonzalez goes 1 out of 2. Makes it 32-25 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Murphy with 11 points. They're going to need him to heat up to try to make a run to get back into it here. Not panic time quite yet, as here's Murphy. A pass down low. Looking for ball, though. Left-handed layup. He couldn't finish it. Rebound for Gonzalez. Leaks out. Tries to take it inside, and he traveled, they say. Well, he was so intent on trying to get the contact there, Coach.
Yeah. He was a little ahead of himself on that play, and he took an extra step to try to draw the contact, which turned into a travel.
Yeah, DH just trying to build this lead as much as they can before the halftime break. Morris desperately trying to keep it where it is, claw back into it a little bit. Here's Swayer with a long two on the left side. It's too strong. Too much mustard on that, and a rebound for DH. They'll bring it back down the floor with Jeremiah Diaz. Jay to the far side finds A.J. Gonzalez. To Fortunato, another one. Downtown for Fortunato. He has 21. Unbelievable first half here for Blake Fortunato. This is the type of player that he is. And, you know, he's got a smell that he's that close to 1,000. And you get that close, you want it.
Well, I think you needed 50 coming into tonight.
I want to say it was 50 to 55, something like that. Boy, wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
I don't know if they're ready for it. I don't know if they got the banner and all that stuff. They're thinking we're going to do it at home next week. But Blake is saying, I got 21. It's not even halftime yet. Morris wants a timeout. With a buck 50 to go in the second quarter, it is Deposit Hancock 35, Morris 25. Championship game of the Ray Clement Tournament. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderek. And, boy, Blake Fortunato, 21 points here for DH in the first half. He's in the zone. The Eagles lead 35-25. Morris has got to find an answer for that, Coach.
Absolutely.
Eagles have it, top of the key. Fortunato to the right side, takes his man inside, the kiss off the glass, no. Second chance for Blake, yes. He is just bodying guys going to the hoop, and the Morris guards can't keep him in front of him.
He just physically went to the hole, grabbed his own rebound, and put it back up. I mean, he is.
To watch, as Morris misses the shot here, to watch Blake in the fall, too. He's the quarterback. He's the field general on their football team that made the Section 4 Class D semifinals. So he's not afraid. These guys are not afraid of a little contact. As Fortunato gets a steal now with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter.
Both teams are playing a very, very good game.
And here is Micah to the right low block. Dishes one off and up off the glass and good for Jeremiah Diaz. makes it 39-25 with under a minute to go in the second quarter. And Morris has dug themselves that hole that we were saying. They've got to try to avoid this. Could they pick up a big bucket here? Maybe a three-point play late in the half that would help? No, a miss and a rebound here for Blake Fortunato. Another three ball. Oh, my goodness, another one for Fortunato. 26 in the first half for Blake, and it's 42-25. I thought the other game scoring 50 in the first half was ridiculous, and here's DH scoring 42. Swayer, left side, three, buckled off the side of the rim. Simmons with the rebound. Ahead now for Grayson Thomas. Could they get Blake open for another one? Let's see. Down to 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Inside and up off the glass and good for Micah. Eight for him. And it's 44-25 with 10 seconds to go. Second quarter. Swayer, a little floater. No. Fortunato, a rebound. And he's fouled. All right, so, Coach, how would you call this? Fortunato got the rebound under the Morris basket. 1 second left. He turns around and goes to heave it and gets fouled. Is he going to get three shots here?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness. He couldn't have been any farther away from his basket.
He was like 8 feet from the end line
yeah.
on the other side of the court.
I mean, he's as far away as you can get, but what a heads-up play, too, knowing that someone's going to be right there in his shorts. He turns and attempts to do that. And now the officials getting together to talk about this.
I think one official said he wasn't in the act of shooting and the other one did. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, was that a shot? Was it a pass?
No, he's going to be shooting.
He's going to be shooting. Now, Morris is at the limit with the five fouls. So first shot here for Fortunato, no good. Must be too close to the basket here for him. He needs to step back out.
That's his first miss in like the last 8 minutes.
Yeah. Fortunato's second shot is good. 27 in the first half.
He's outscored Morris in the first half.
Yeah. Fortunato is ahead of Morris, and he hits two out of three. 28 in the first half. Murphy with a half-court heave that almost goes. But what a first half for Deposit Hancock. Blake Fortunato with 28 points in the first half. And it is the DH boys leading Morris 46-25 at the halftime of the Ray Clement basketball tournament here for the boys. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Coach, maybe let's send you to the table. We'll double-check the number of threes that he had. That was absurd. And what a first-half run for DH. All right, we'll be back again 46-25. The Eagles on top of the Mustangs here at the break on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We start the second half with a bucket here by Micah Simmons. Off the glass, up and in. That increases this Deposit Hancock lead to 48-25. Simmons now with 10 points. Here for DH. So to start the second half, here is Carter Swayer. That's off the mark and no good. They chase it into the corner. We got a jump ball there. Another time when I thought maybe they were coming right into our laps here as we are sitting courtside here at MCS. But Morris now going left to right on your radio dial in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Here's Murphy in the corner. Murphy had 11 points in the first half, tries a three. This one off the front of the rim. Another rebound for Fortunato, and then he gets tied up on the right low block with 7:12 to go here in this third quarter. DH now going right to left. Again, they're in the road black uniforms with the royal blue and the white trim. It says Eagles in white lettering across the front of the uniform there, the white and blue lettering. And so walking it down the floor here is A.J. Gonzalez. Goes left side for Grayson Thomas again as they go right to left. The pass down low, and a nice backdoor cut there by Jay Diaz, and he puts it in.
Beautiful pass to the foul line, a little pivot with A little sweet scoop underneath.
50-25 our score. A floater by Murphy is up and good. That's where he's so dangerous. They're going to need a lot of that in the second half.
Great first step. Got to the hole before the defender.
That makes it 50-27 here. Here's Gonzalez. Straight away three there. Rattles in and out. And Murphy gets a steal. Back down the floor. Misses the layup. Had some traffic. And then Fortunato throws it away. He tried the home run ball there. It was too long. 6.5 to go, third quarter, and it is Deposit Hancock boys leading Morris 50-27. Now, again, these two teams played just about 2 weeks ago down in the championship of the DH tournament. 6-point game. DH had the big comeback that night. Turned out to be a whale of a game. Tonight seems to be all DH here so far, but still a lot of basketball left to be played. Swayer, right side, pull-up jumper for him is good. Splash.
Really nice look offensively. He saw he didn't have the jumper. Did a little fake, two dribbles to the right, and Camden open look.
Here's Fortunato in the left side corner, 3-0. Micah with a rebound up off the glass. Knocked away. Here comes Morris. Swayer in transition into the paint. And then he gets whistled, gets a whistle.
A little reach.
Yeah, a little reach there on DH. First team foul here on DH in the second half. 5:53 to go in the third. A 50-29 ball game.
Diaz just reached in.
And ball loose on the floor. Morris comes away with it. And now a steal by DH. Ball is loose on the floor. DH comes away with it near midcourt. And then we got a whistle. That's going to be a foul on the Mustangs with 5:45 to go here in the third. DH leading 50-29. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU. Diaz, right side, finds Gonzalez. Bounce pass into the paint. Looks like it went off a foot. Will roll out and going to stay here with the Eagles to the right of the hoop. Here is Blake Fortunato. Fortunato on the baseline. Gets it in. Finds Grayson Thomas. Missed the shot. Fortunato gets it back. His second chance opportunity also won't go. Then we got a whistle after that. A little bit of a push underneath there by DH, so that will give the ball back to the Mustangs here with 5.5 to go in the third as they try to work their way back into this ball game. Here is Murphy on the right side. Murphy, little jab step, steps back, wants that three. He just hasn't had the air under it tonight as that one again came up short. The rebound bonked out of bounds. We'll stay here with the Mustangs. Last touch by DH. And so, Mustangs get it in. Swayer, bounce pass. Finds Murphy to the right side, then we got a push off.
The game's tightened up defensively. A lot of chippy fouls to start the second half.
Yeah, I think some frustration from Morris. DH maybe trying to go for the throat a little bit here to try to put it away. With just over 5 minutes to go, third quarter. They lead 50-29. And so Mustangs will get it in. They go to Murphy, left side, to the high post for Ty Turner. Back out and finds Swayer for three. And Swayer's into double figures with 11 points for Morris, makes it 50-32. Can the Mustangs chip away here? Still a lot of ball left to be played. With 4:50 to go in the third. Gonzalez right side, and that's off the front of the rim. Micah Simmons, a rebound taken away here by Murphy. Murphy coast to coast. Oh, a little miscommunication with Swayer. He tried to get cute with the pass, and Swayer wasn't ready for it. Goes sailing out of bounds. Would you rather see something a little more fundamental there, Coach? What do you think?
I thought he made a beautiful steal, and...
Swayer tries the home run ball now on the steal.
He tried to make a play. And
yeah. I think they're trying to make a spark here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They've cut into the lead. It's 18 points right now, 32-50.
4.5 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komendarek here. on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. We also have 92.3, our frequency in Norwich. You can listen anytime right there as well to all our Norwich listeners. Here is Fortunato, a turnaround shot for him. Won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams get on it. Morris comes out of there with it. Here is Swayer. Down low. Finds Murphy off the glass and good.
Beautiful, unselfish look. He drove the ball into the paint with two defenders that popped out on him and just dished it off.
15 now for Murphy, and don't look. As, oh, Fortunato. I was just going to say, Morris is crawling back in. There is the 7th three of the night for Fortunato, and he has 31, his first points of the second half. And that's the kind of night it has been here for Morris. Just when they get a positive, bang, there's Fortunato with another three.
Yeah, and he hit that with a defender in his face also. So, what a night.
Yeah, it's not as if Morris has just left him alone or forgotten about him. I mean, they've got somebody in his hip pocket, and he's still hitting him. Here's Murphy for three, and he's got it. Murphy's got 18.
Coach Joy happy with that one.
Yeah, Coach Joy trying to spark his guys. He was always an energy guy during his playing days here with the Mustangs. So he tries to bring that to his coaching style. 3.5 to go in the third. We got a foul underneath. Going to be here on the Mustangs. 53-37 our score. And this will send Micah Simons to the line. Simmons will settle in here. Micah's first shot is good. And he has 11.
You know, Nate, when I look out on the court, your comment earlier in the game, Deposit is just, they're not that tall, but they are just solid kids. They're really rugged.
Yeah, rugged kids. As he goes 2 out of 2, he's got 12. I mean, I know Deposit and Hancock merged, they're the Eagles, but I always think, you know, they called them the Lumberjacks for a reason down there. Hardy men. As here is a jumper by Morris. Rebounded. They find Fortunato. He takes it down, and a good block there by Ty Turner. It looked like Fortunato was maybe going to try to go up and flush that one. Turner said, no, I'm going to make sure I get a piece of you. There is a foul on the play. With 3:10 to go here in the third, Fortunato to the line to shoot two, with Deposit Hancock leading 55-37. Yeah, Morris, a spirited effort to try to fight their way back in. Fortunato now at the line.
I love the intensity that the Morris players bring. I mean, they rebound hard. They're on the floor trying to get steals. I mean, loose balls. It's great.
Yeah, great energy. So Fortunato goes 1 out of 2. He makes it 56-37. And Fortunato is up to 32 points now. Jumper from Swayer on the right corner. That won't go. As Morris goes left to right. Now they work it left side for Murphy, and he's fouled as he tried to split that double team. Make sure you stay tuned after tonight's game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And, of course, we will have the girls' championship game right after this as well, featuring Oxford and South Courtright Andes. And so this is going to send somebody's in line? No, it's going to be on the floor.
There's more fouls in the third quarter than there were in the first half.
Yeah, this is crazy. Not five. They've reached the limit here. Morris has reached the limit, and Deposit Hancock is at 4. Jumper from Morris. Miss. Murphy with the rebound. Little jab step. Murphy into the paint. Works one far side. Swayer. The jumper is good for Carter Swayer. He's really come alive here, Coach.
Yes, he has. Beautiful, unselfish play by Murphy.
13 now for Carter Swayer. Makes it 56-40. If you could get it to 10 to start the fourth, I think that would be a small victory like you talked about. As, oh my gosh, Fortunato. Two guys draped all over him, leaning, hanging. He hits another three. He's got 35. And that would be his 8th three. My goodness. You know, in my career at CDO, I've covered a couple of games where a player has hit 10. I don't know of many guys who have gone above that. I mean, that's still a tall task, but he's got some time left to do it. It's not like this game's just about to end.
I just can't believe that shot. He had two guys draped over him, and he just heaved it up, and nothing but net.
Unbelievable. As here is Micah on the low block. A little step through for him. Missed the left-handed layup and a rebound for Morris. And here is Murphy. Murphy wants a three of his own from straightaway. That won't go. Simmons with a rebound. And an outlet pass here for Blake Fortunato with 1:20 to go in the third. And the DH boys leading 59-40. Pass to the interior for Simmons. And he's just going to work on the interior. Puts that off the glass and in from that left low block.
Beautiful drop step. Went under a defender. Great big man move.
14 now for Simmons with about a minute to go here in this third quarter. It's 61-40. DH boys on top. I just did not see this level of dominance coming into today's game, Coach.
Well, Blake is just on fire, and when that happens, it's tough to play with momentum and, you know, keep it up.
I think sometimes that's why they're a scary team, too, is, you know, the MAC is going to be difficult this year. Teams like Delhi, very, very good. As Murphy makes the first shot here, he's got 19 for Morris. But you catch Blake on a night like this, I mean, DH could definitely do some damage.
Close your eyes and picture this. I believe DH is in Class C this year. How
yes.
about a DH and Moravia matchup?
Oh, boy. I'd like to see that. It's a long trip either way. As Murphy goes 2 out of 2. Murphy with 20 points. Makes it DH 61, Morris 42 with a minute to go in the third. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic. Tonight as Noah Bass throws this one away. It's going to go back to the Mustangs. Now, all right, let's see if they could get a bucket, maybe get a little swing here to end the quarter. Still a lot of time left here. 54 seconds in this third frame. As to the right side of the floor, Murphy to Swayer. And the jumper here, in and out here for the Mustangs. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for that rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to DH. Good look there from Ryland Boss, but it wouldn't go. And nice hustle there by DH. Leo Lowe came over to grab it. All right, 39 seconds left here, third quarter. Now they have Murphy trying to follow Fortunato around. Ball stripped from Fortunato. He wanted a foul. Does roll out there as Murphy got a piece of it with 35 seconds to go here in the third. Here's Fortunato. Again, he's got 8 3-pointers. Here tonight. Tremendous performance. Now a steal by Morris. Ahead here for Murphy. Puts it off the glass and in. The
beautiful
layup is
fast
good.
Break by Morris.
22 for him. Makes it 61-44. 15 seconds to go here, third quarter. Here's Fortunato. Gets down low and he's fouled as he's trying to go to the rim with 13 seconds left. Just incredible here. He's going to go to the line and he has 35 right now. This is crazy. School record is 49, I'm told, for DH. And it's for his older cousin, Caleb Walker. So the cousin might take it away here. I wonder if that's in the back of his mind as he hits this first shot. Thank you to the Walker family for letting me know. That's 36 now here for Blake. Another one coming. Yes, 37. I believe he had 37 last time they played, or 39. Let's look at our sheet here. As DH leads 63-44. Here's Murphy. Got it.
He had 37 in the last game.
So he's tied that. Murphy's got 24. Full court heave. No. Three quarters in the books. Deposit Hancock boys lead Morris 63-46. Blake Fortunato, 37 points so far here for DH with 8 3-pointers. Ryan Murphy on the other side for Morris with a team-high 24. Fourth quarter coming up here at the Ray Clement on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, the DH boys lead Morris 63-46 as we hit the fourth quarter here at MCS. Blake Fortunato has 37 points now with 8 threes for the Eagles. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here. Mike with the turnaround shot to start this fourth quarter. It won't go. Murphy with a rebound. Just stripped him of it. Murphy trying to go coast to coast. He's having a heck of a night for himself with 24 points. Can't get that shot to go, though. It's been the Blake Fortunato show here. As he gets into the paint, we got a whistle.
You know what impresses me about Murphy, Nate? He does so many things well. He can pass. He can shoot. He's aggressive on defense. I mean, watching the game, he's on the floor going for steals half the time on defense. I mean, just a complimentary player. You can't say enough about that.
Yeah, these guys, hard workers. You know, both teams have been getting on the floor, good defense. I almost have to say I don't think Morris has necessarily played bad here. They've had some tough stretches where maybe they fell asleep, but, you know, they're a scrappy team. The effort is there. Timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Joy. But they have just run into an extremely hot DH team here tonight. All right, 7:23 to go, fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. DH boys lead Morris 63-46 here at MCS on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 7:23 to go, fourth quarter. It's 63-46. DH boys on top of Morris. And so the Mustangs here with just under 8 minutes, just almost a full quarter here to try to save their chances at winning the 60th annual Ray Clement Tournament here at MCS. And here is Murphy to the high post. Finds Swayer, and they threw it away. Morris is going to need every possession here, Coach, in this fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
So here is Fortunato. Goes to A.J. Gonzalez. Be interested to see the strategy that D.H. takes here. You try to take some of the air out of the ball, you just keep pressing here with Blake. He tries a floater in the paint. No good. Gonzalez, a rebound. That won't go. And second chance opportunity here is a foul. As Micah is fouled, then we'll head to the line.
Mike is very gifted underneath. He sees the court really well. He gets great offensive position. A lot of his rebounds tonight, there have been two or three Morris players right with him, and he's figured out a way to spring to the basket to get the board. Just a really gifted interior player.
Outstanding tight end on the football team. Good blocker. You can see with that, you know, physical stature of his that he's got that tight end, you know, kind of Travis Kelce Gronk type of build, and has figured out how to play basketball with the two. So he goes one out of two, and he's up to 15. So 15 points now for Micah and 37 for Blake Fortunato. Here's Murphy on a baseline drive. Little up and under for Murphy. Incredible play. He's got 26.
Sweet move. That was from like 22 foot out. Got a quick first step. Took it on the left side and hit the reverse layup in traffic. Beautiful move.
Yeah, beautiful, athletic. Nicely done. Now a turnover by DH as they lost it on the end line. We'll give it back to Morris with 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And here is Murphy in the paint. Dishes one out. Swayer, left side as Morris goes left to right. Shot was short, and the Eagles scoop up that rebound. They go soaring up for it. Gonzalez near half court. Looked like he got a lot of contact there. Instead, dishes off to Diaz down low. It was blocked, and then Morris comes with it. We got a foul on DH. With 6:15 to go here in the fourth.
That was a beautiful block, no look pass. I thought that was a layup for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, nicely done. The effort has been there for Morris, and we'll see if they can continue to try to work their way back in, or if the hot shooting will continue here for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Here is Murphy, a little shimmy, stutter step, far side. Murphy with a jumper too strong. And so the possession is going to give it back to Morris. The officials having a quick word with some of the guys, boys being boys down low, playing physical. But you love to see that. Maybe not the ref talking to part, but just the fact that, you know, both these teams want this tournament title, means a lot to them.
And as physical as the game been, it's been really, really clean.
Yeah, it's been very clean.
It's just all-out hustle plays.
Yep, great sportsmanship. Here is Murphy, right side, dumps the one off. And off the foot there of Levi Waffle, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Deposit Hancock here with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, stay tuned for our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And Gonzalez tries to take a coast-to-coast there, and nowhere to go. Got it stripped. Morris back the other way. Pull-up jumper is good for Murphy. He has 28.
And the lead is down to 14.
You said it earlier, Coach, a quiet, you know, 28 here for him. All right, timeout is taken here by Morris with 5.5 to go in the fourth. They've cut it to 14. DH 64, Morris 50. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Murphy hits a three as we're back underway, but then DH returning the favor with A.J. Gonzalez. Boy, both these teams are shooting well.
Yeah, I believe Murphy might have 30 points now.
Yeah, Murphy's got 31. And Morris trails the DH boys 68-53. High-scoring affair here in this championship game of the Ray Clement Tournament at Morris Central School. 4:48 to go here in this fourth quarter. This is going to send Morris to the line here with Ryland Boss. And just, again, every time we think that Morris is going to make a little run, Coach, what have you seen on offense? I asked you this during the break. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but DH seems to be finding these backdoor cuts with several different players wide open for layups.
Yeah, the ball goes to the wing, and it's just a backdoor cut into the lane. Probably in the last 6 minutes, they converted on four. They're 4-for-4 on the. It's almost the same play. I hate to say it. But.
Yeah, it just seems to be wide open. As Ryland Boss goes 1 out of 2 at the line, I believe. Yes, Boss, 1 out of 2. That was his first point of the night. 3 in the corner for Fortunato. He forced that one a little bit. And the ball is then scooped up here by Murphy. Murphy, a nice dish-off pass for Baldo, who puts it up, but he traveled. Oh, he was so wide open, but somebody was coming, and he just took that extra little foot shuffle.
Nice no-look over-the-head pass from Murphy.
Still 4.5 to go here. Morris is not completely out of this, but they trail 68-54. They're going to have to find a way to shut DH down. That doesn't help as Baldo gets whistled for the foul. And so the inbound pass will come over on the far side with Fortunato, who has 37, which I believe has tied his season high, which we definitely know it did. I'm trying to think if I look back in my notes if he had a 39 somewhere in there. As there's been a bunch of guys who have already, and girls, who have already had 30-plus point games. Now we get a foul on DH, so that's going to give the ball back to Morris. Blake has had one. Ryan Murphy has had one, so two guys on this court. For girls, Josie Ryan had 33 the other night for Norwich, which was incredible. I'm going to have to ask our good friend Tom Rowe where that maybe ranks on a single game record for the Purple Tornado. Grace Watley had 37 the other night for Walton Downsville. I mean, we've had some great play in the early part of the season.
I believe when Olivia Schiraldi was a freshman, she had a 34-point game.
When she hit all those threes.
Absolutely.
Against, that was like an overtime game. Who was that against? That was a great game. And now a steal here by DH down the right side of the floor. I was at that game. Now I'm trying to remember. It was like she could not miss 7 threes or something.
And about 4 years before that in Norwich, Jenny Borfitz had a game like that against Windsor.
Really?
In Windsor, yep.
Okay. So it's happened before. It's fun to see when it happens. 3:52 to go here, fourth quarter. The official's going over checking something here at the table. Morris will have the ball when we come back. Not taking a break, but just from this little snafu here. And so this is going to send Morris to the line. I think they were checking the number of fouls. So that last foul will send Morris to the line the rest of the way with 3:52 to go here in the fourth.
And Morris has a few fouls to burn, too. So
here's Swayer at the line. First shot, no good. Rattled in and out. And this is one of those things where you need to score when the clock is stopped if you truly want to get back into this game. 3:52 to go in this fourth quarter. And to the line. Second shot is good for Swayer. He's had a nice night, too. Swayer up to 14 now.
Morris in a full court press here.
Yeah, Morris going to try to use their athleticism, their quickness with the guards to make DH pay. It's 68-55. Here's Micah dishing one off. Shot blocked. He dished it off, and as they went up for the layup, Morris swooping in. Murphy, transition three, got it. And Murphy's got 34.
10-point game with 3:26 left.
Here we go. Buckle up, everybody. 3:20 to go. As DH trying to hang on here. The 60th annual Ray Clement Tournament at MCS. The hosts aren't going anywhere. Now we got a foul in the corner on Swayer. What a deep three there by Murphy. To in transition, just a pull-up three. Bang, he got it. I mean, Morris has been down big, so just to get it back to 10 is manageable. We always say 10 is the most dangerous lead in basketball because it can evaporate so fast.
And Morris has won the second half.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, Fortunato has still been hot, but and he's got 37, but here's a block here by Swayer. Outlet pass to Murphy. Murphy's going to take it in, miss the layup. Rebound is up and good for Ty Turner. 68-60. And now we got a foul going back down the floor here on Jonah Baldo. Or was it a timeout? Yes, timeout taken. 2:54 to go. Morris is back in this game. DH Boys lead 68-60. We'll be back here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene. 2:54 to go in the fourth quarter here in Morris. Deposit Hancock boys leading Morris 68-60. Excuse me. And Morris has kind of crawled back into this game. Don't look now. Ryan Murphy has 34. Blake Fortunato's got 37. They're going toe-to-toe here for who's going to score the more points here tonight. This is crazy. DH has got the ball. Again, going right to left there in the black with the white and blue trim. And now Murphy with a steal. No, he just was a split second too late, and they got him for a little contact on the arm. Boy, he gets that, goes in for a layup. Who knows? Who knows, Coach?
I like the tenacity on defense. That was, even though you took the foul, it didn't hurt you, and maybe a half second sooner, he would have been going the opposite way down the floor.
Now, I'm not saying that Morris is going to come back and, you know, even get any closer than this, but whatever Coach Joy said at halftime, fired these guys up. And they've done a nice job here in the second half. And here is DH again going right left. Another foul on Morris. So let's get you updated on our team foul situation. Both teams with five now. So both teams will be shooting the rest of the way. And so this will send Grayson Thomas to the line. And how will foul shooting play into this? If Morris wants to have a chance, DH has got to be a little off at the line. We'll see if they are or not. What a great championship game here. Entertaining in terms of both teams filling it up. Grayson Thomas hits the first. He's got four. Second one coming here for Grayson Thomas. Is good. Does his job at the line. Makes it 70-60 with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Murphy, a three. Oh, in and out. Rebound, loose on the floor. Murphy's got it. He's in for the layup. Missed it. He had Micah coming over for the block, and he just had to put it too high up off the glass and couldn't get it to go. And then a little contact, the foul on the rebound is going to send DH to the line with 2:26 left. 10-point game, 70-60. We'll have our girls' championship game probably about 15 to 20 minutes after this boys' contest. And it looks like this will be the fifth foul here on Morris's Ty Turner, so he's going to foul out. So our girls' championship game will be Oxford, our first look at them, taking on South Courtright Andes. And wait until you see the dynamic duo that South Courtright has with Addie Eckert, Caitlin Deisenroth. They might be the early favorite in Section 4 Class D.
That should be a good game.
Yep, I don't know how in Class D you stop some of the size that they have. But I will get your thoughts a little later on that. As this boys game still has got 2:26 left, DH to the line. Grayson Thomas back again. And his first shot no good. Morris needs to try to catch a break here with some foul shooting from DH as Thomas will step back in. And his shot is good. Died on the back of the rim and then kind of fell through. Grayson Thomas with six. Makes it 71-60. And here is Murphy into the corner now for Swayer. Swayer with a two. Back rim rebound. Morris keeps it alive with Ryland Boss. They throw it back to the far side for Swayer. Left wing. Finds Murphy. Steps in. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint. Murphy in a tough spot, had to throw one towards the rim. The bank wouldn't go. Had to let it go awkwardly with 2 minutes left. Morris selling out on this press, trying to get steals. Fortunato, right side, and he's bodied and fouled. And boy, Fortunato, just what a heads-up play there. Puts the shoulder down just a little bit, not malicious or anything. Knows he's going to get the contact.
Yeah, he was dribbling forward, and he sensed, and he just took a hesitation dribble and stopped, and that's what caused the foul. Really heads-up play.
1:55 to go here in the fourth, and Fortunato to the line again with 37. We think the school record of 49 probably safe. Never know with Blake. But I'm sure he'd love to maybe hit 40 tonight. Hits the first foul shot, 38 for him. Of course, these teams met 2 weeks ago, as we've said, in the Deposit Hancock Tournament Championship. DH came away with a 6-point victory that night. As Blake goes 2 for 2, he's got 39. On the other side, Ryan Murphy with 34. Murph trying to answer. He goes to Swayer. Skimmed off the front of the rim, his long 2-point shot. Now for Fortunato. And oh, he missed the left-handed layup. DH leads 73-60. Ball flying, and the body's flying on the floor. Somehow Murphy comes out of the frame with it. Murphy with the floater hit it, but the foul, I think, is going to be on the floor first. Boy, what an offensive firepower show this has been. So he was fouled on the floor, but he's going to go to the line. Murphy with 34. He's tried everything he could to put Morris on his back here. I'm just so impressed with how much he's come into his own. I mean, the last couple of years, as Murphy cannot get the first shot to go, you know, playing behind his older brother Scott, some talented guys on this team like Tiger Ross, Garrett Akins, you know, a couple of championships, hanging in the rafters here. So he was always the compliment guy. As now 35, as he hits the second foul shot, he's become the leader of this team. We'll keep it right here during this timeout.
And he's a junior.
Yeah, and he's a junior.
I mean, think about him next year. I mean, he's the leader of this team. He has so many gifts. He can score. He can pass. He plays great D. Just a complete ball player. I'm totally impressed with what I've seen tonight.
DH boys leading 73-61. Here with a minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter of the 60th annual Ray Clement Holiday Classic.
I think they have two-on-two games at the Murphy House.
Oh, my gosh. I know they live right here in town. They got a hoop in the driveway. And you go by that house, there's somebody always playing basketball out there. The neighborhood kids, there's two-on-two. Their parents run a daycare. So there's other kids, you know, they're going there. So they got the little ones running around. The boys are always good to the little kids. That hoop must have seen hundreds of thousands of shots over the last 10 to 15 years, if not more. So, yeah, they get after it down there. It's a lot of fun. So it's going to be weird in 2 years when there isn't a Murphy on the roster. I mean, as I said before, I've had my job at CDO for 11 years. We're coming out of the timeout right now. I mean, you go all the way back to Ryan's oldest brother, Mike, and then there was Matt Murphy, and there was Scott Murphy, and then Ryan Murphy. Here's a foul by Morris right as DH inbounds it. Matt and Scott are both in the 1,000-point club, and I think Ryan is probably having his eye on, let me pass my two brothers, and the all-time leading scorer here in Morris' history is 1,174. I think it's very doable for him, especially if he hits 1,000 this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he might have all that in his sights. Hate to put that on a player because, you know, it's a lot of pressure. But I think that's probably something that's kicking around in the back of his mind. A.J. Gonzalez misses the first shot at the line. Cannot get the second shot to go. Fortunato, guess what, a rebound, keeps it alive. Inside for Micah. The pump fake, can't get the layup to go, but he's fouled with a minute and a half left. And Micah Simmons will go to the line here. And DH has just earned this. Every time that Morris threw a haymaker back, DH was ready for it. They're going to be a tough team in the MAC. I mean, I think the MAC goes through Delhi this year with how talented and the size and the guards that they have. As Micah gets the first one to go here. Micah's got 16. But I do think that there's going to be some teams in the conversation. Bainbridge-Guilford, Deposit-Hancock, Sydney, Unitego-Franklin. All good teams that are going to battle it out. Micah goes 2 for 2. He's got 17 now. Steal by D.H. Fortunato. Got a piece of it, and he's fouled, and he's going to go back to the line.
He came up all smiles on that.
Yeah, he went down to the floor. He's probably saying, I got 39. I got to get to 40. Got to get to 40. I don't know what Blake's career high is. We'll have to ask. As Jonah Baldo here fouls out for the Mustangs. And I think Coach Joy has just said, hey, we're going to throw everybody we can at Blake Fortunato. He's had a couple guys foul out here. But Fortunato has had the answer. Stings to lose your home tournament, but as Coach Joy told us before the game, we want to invite good teams here. We do not want to make this a cakewalk. There it is, 40 for Fortunato.
All four teams have played this weekend here.
Yeah.
It's a positive experience because they're going to build as a team.
Misses the second foul shot. Swayer back down the floor as DH safely up 76-61. And there's Swayer with the jumper. He got it. Swayer has 16. And now a foul as DH brings it back down the floor. So this might take us a little bit here in this last minute or so.
Morris is trying to extend the game, maybe catch a break or two.
Both girls' teams are ready to warm up for our girls' championship game. South Courtright Andes taking on Oxford. Oxford looking very festive down there. They got their holiday sweaters on, as many of the teams have done here today. Gonzalez hits that first foul shot. He's got 6. Oxford's taking it a step farther. They got like little, I don't know what you would call those, little antlers as well. All the players are wearing.
Kind of looks like a seam out of Home Alone.
Yeah, it kind of does. Second shot, foul shot by Gonzalez is missed. Morris the rebound. Swayer with a 3 right side. It won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Boy, Fortunato diving head first into the pile. And we get tied up there. And comes off the bottom of the pile. Appears to be okay. That's the type of kid. He has a minute left in the game. Coaching staff's probably saying, whoa, why don't you just hang out over in the corner and protect yourself? You don't have to dive for that head first.
And he's all smiles coming up.
He is. He is talking to the official here. Great family. He's a great young man. Really enjoyed getting to know him and his family over the years. Morris is going to go to the line here as Levi Waffle was fouled. Waffle with 4 points. Had a great first quarter tonight. And Levi's going to step to the line here with 103 to go in the fourth quarter. DH boys leading 77-63. Sorry if I haven't said the score in a little bit here. We've been talking and telling stories here at the end of this Ray Clement championship game. Waffle gets the first to go, makes it 77-64. Second shot coming here for Levi Waffle. And that's off the mark and no good. And DH has got it. And another foul, so DH is going to go down and take a foul shot here. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back here. We've got a minute to go in the fourth quarter. DH boys on top, 77-64. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Another foul shot good for DH. They make it 78-64, and now Swayer hits a 3. So Swayer's got 19. Morris came right back down the floor, hit a 3. So it's 78-67. Coach Joy is not going to let this go here. With 49 seconds left, he immediately calls a timeout. And so, again, it's DH boys leading 78-67. Well, the Ray Clement tournament takes me back a long time. You know, when I first got into thinking about my love of high school basketball was in this building, not in this gym, but in the old gym. I can remember going to watch a lot of Morris games. My family all went to Morris. My cousins played here. And used to go to the Ray Clement tournament back then. And then for years they had it over at SUNY Oneonta. And when I was playing, we played over at SUNY Oneonta. My dad played for Ray Clement here at Morris. So I've always heard the stories about him and when the tournament got started. So I just love being here. So this will be an exciting finish to this game. But anytime I can come and support this tournament, I like to do that. Another foul here, and DH is going to go back to the line with Jeremiah Diaz. But boy, you think about it, 60th annual here for the Ray Clement tournament. I think this was the 66th annual for the Drago tournament at Oneonta. We have some of the oldest basketball tournaments in the state right here in our neck of the woods. Very cool.
And it's great that tradition remains alive.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier,
first shot
some
is
of the
good.
Athletes playing today, their parents played. Maybe even their grandparents.
Yeah, their grandparents.
Ago, right?
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah, Ray Clement coached here in the 50s and 60s. Second shot here off the mark for Diaz. And
I really think if Ray was here tonight, he really would appreciate the athleticism. And
I think he would.
Where the tournament is today. Says a lot for the school, the community, the teams that come every year. So.
Yeah, everybody loves to come to this one, and I think he'd be so impressed with how Morris has survived in this small school environment. You know, it's not easy these days, and this community still thrives, as I think Carter Swayer just fouled out here for the Mustang with our score 79-67. And Coach Joy, he's going to try to squeeze every second out of this thing in the hopes that maybe his guys can hit a couple extra threes and keep in this thing. But time is dwindling here.
I think Boss was trying to say the foul was on him.
Yeah, I think they want to keep Swayer in. Boss was pleading, "Hill, give it to me. But it looks like Swayer is going to foul out here. And the girls' tournament is named after Joan Martin, who is a legendary coach here at Morris and in the Tri-Valley. And when we get to the girls' game, we'll talk about some of the info on her. Fascinating. An amazing win streak in the league. So we'll talk about that during our girls' game tonight as well. Oftentimes, I think sometimes these tournaments are named after people. We glaze over it. Oh, we're going to the Drago. We're going to this. And when you dig into the history of these people, you go, that's why there's a basketball tournament named after them. It's pretty remarkable. And second shot, or the first shot, no good here for DH as Grayson Thomas at the line. Maybe we need the Pete Komenderic Holiday Classic someday.
I think the Nate Lowe.
Oh, I don't know.
Would be more appropriate.
Grayson Thomas gets that second shot, makes it 80-67. And here's Murphy hanging in the air, finds Levi Waffle. Waffle off the glass, no. Rebound, Murphy's got it. 28 seconds left. Murphy had to rush that three. He's just trying to beat the clock. It wouldn't go. Waffle chasing it over in the corner. Almost took the referee out there. Old John Cook almost got taken down there. But he was just nimble enough to get out of the way. With 21 seconds left. Well, neither team is quitting here. I love the effort. Boy, Fortunato going chest to chest here. He's able to get free, and we got a foul with 20 seconds left here. And things a little physical, a little chippy
yeah,
on that one.
That foul was a little yeah. Over the top. But
frustration
Fortunato
here.
Just walked out of it like nothing happened.
Yep. So. I think, you know, Fortunato, a lot of these DH guys have played on a big stage many times, baseball especially. That I think a lot of things don't bother them. And there is a mentality at DH. They call it in baseball, they're one-pitch warriors. As Fortunato hits that one, he's got 41. Basically, you take that pitch, whatever happens, you forget it. And you reset. And that has been their motto for a long time. And the second shot, no. So Fortunato sitting on 41. He's got 41 of their 81 tonight. Here's Murphy, a straightaway three. In and out. Micah with a rebound. Trying to work his way out of that. Passing ahead, 10 seconds left. Layup here for DH, up and good. Here for Jeremiah Diaz. He's got 11, and he's fouled, and Diaz will go to the line. 83-67 with 5 seconds left. We will have the presentation of the All-Star team for the consolation game, also the championship game, so we can get all that information to you as well. We'll have it on Twitter later tonight on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. Easy way for if you're a social media person to follow along. Also, NateLull.com. I had someone stop me today and say, hey, I'm not a social media person. How do I get the scores? I don't get the paper anymore. NateLull.com, updated every night, every morning. You can go there and get all the scores for the local teams that we cover.
Did you ever measure the number of hits every morning? Because I'll tell you, that's become the media source for all sports.
Well, thank you. Yes, I can look at it every day. You know, some days more than others. But, yeah, we get a lot of traffic on there. And huge thank you to a lot of our sponsors. As that shot is up and good here for Jeremiah Diaz. He's got 12. And that is going to do it. 84-67. DH wins the Ray Clement Tournament. So we are going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with our awards and the All-Star team here as well. But the DH boys win 84-67. Postgame show coming on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. They have just given out the team awards here, Coach. Morris Boys second, and the DH Boys in first place. Before we do our awards to wrap it up, I'm going to just kind of listen along here as they do the all-tournament team so that we can tell that to you as well. And we can tell you the South Courtrai Andes boys representatives, also Frankfurt Schuyler boys will have a representative, the other team in the consolation game here today. All right, so here comes the all-tournament team. I'll relay it as it comes across here. Yeah, Lionel Colthurst gets it from Frankfurt Schuyler. And Braden Sparks gets it for South Courtrai. And Fortunato gets it here for Deposit Hancock. Carter Swayer gets it from Morris. Ryan Murphy makes the all-tournament team, and I'm assuming our MVP, who are we going to get here? Micah Simmons gets the MVP. Interesting choice there. He did a ton. He also had two very, very solid games throughout the tournament. He gets the MVP award. So, all right, Coach, let's get into our three awards. How about that? First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. In our eyes, 41 points. Blake Fortunato, he is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner.
Just a tremendous game. I'm almost speechless. I mean, anything, if you're a coach, anything that you'd want a player to do offensively, he did tonight.
He did it. Yeah, he was great. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We'd like to go with Micah Simmons. Thought he was tremendous, played great D on the inside, just a physical presence tonight.
Yeah, he was a stopper down low, had some beautiful interior moves going to the hoop, and rebounding. I bet you he had close to 20 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, so. Tremendous. Finally, tonight, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Easy choice for us, Ryan Murphy, 35 points from Morris. He did it all for them, just comes up a little short tonight for the Mustangs.
He does everything well, and, you know, you can say he had 35 points, but he probably had 15 or 16 assists to go along with it. Plays good D, just a headsy ball player. Having a great career here at Morris, and just a pleasure to watch both teams.
Yeah, great game. That wraps up the boys' game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to start our girls' game, Oxford against South Courtright Andes in the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Classic Championship here at Morris Central School. For Pete Komenderic, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you in a few minutes here on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.